bowed down and worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, we bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, we bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, we bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Jesus, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Jesus, the King of Kings. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Come on and bow down. Bow down and worship. Worship him. We bow down, hallelujah. Oh, we bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, we bow down and worship him. Worship him, hallelujah. We bow down, oh, we bow down, and we worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. We bow down, and we worship him. Enter in, oh, enter in. Oh, we bow down and we worship him. Enter in, oh, worship him. Consuming fire, sweet perfume. Here's the awesome presence. Feels this place. Oh, this is holy ground. Hallelujah. For this is holy ground. For this is holy ground. So come and bow down. Bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, we bow down and we worship him. Enter in, oh, enter in. Consuming fire, sweet perfume. His awesome presence fills this room. For this is holy ground. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. For this is holy ground. Hallelujah. For this is holy ground. So come and bow down. Hallelujah. So come and bow down. Hallelujah. So come and bow down. Hallelujah. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh, I will open up inside. You provide the fire. Ooh, I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Feel me up, God. Feel me up. You provide the fire. Ooh. And I'll provide the sacrifice. Hallelujah. And you provide the spirit. Oh. And I will open up inside. Yeah. You provide the fire. It's a burning fire. And I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh. I will open up inside and feel me up, God. Feel me up, God. Feel me up. Feel me up, God. Feel me up, God. Feel me up, God. Feel me up. Feel me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Come on and lift your hands. Until I overflow. Fresh anointed. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Rita, are you there?
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning forever grateful for your tender mercy, for your grace, for your love, for salvation, God, for waking us up this morning in our right mind, for directing us along our way. You are amazing. You are wonderful. And we bless you. God, we thank you that you told us in your word to look to the Lord and his strength and to seek your face always. And that's what we do here on the Master's Call, first thing in the morning. So, God, we thank you for your servants, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Piccola, Robert, oh, God, who have given us this opportunity to seek you early. God, you know exactly what they stand in need of. And so we ask, God, that you bless them immensely, Lord, that you comfort them where comfort is needed, that you heal where healing is needed, God. We continue to lift up Dr. Piccola, knowing that you are giving her strength day by day by day, and we thank you. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us here on the Master's Call. God, that you do the exceedingly abundantly above in their lives today. God, that we trust you with all our hearts, and that we don't lean on our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in all of our ways, knowing that you will direct our paths, oh God, and that we do not allow Satan to come along and steal our joy or steal the faith that you have given us in you, because you are faithful to do what you have promised. Lord, we lift up the speaker, and we thank you for the word that's going to come forth, God, that you have used the speaker, that the speaker will say only what you gave him or her to say. God, hide them behind the cross. Let them speak boldly before your children this morning. And we bind Satan in the name of Jesus that he will not get a foothold on this call, that every line, every word, every connection is made in the name of Jesus because it's saturated by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We love you, Lord, and we seek to please you and only you. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you must know that I love you from you. I will now turn you over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Prophet Ty. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to our psalmist, Minister Rosalind, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord, and thank you to our beautiful sister Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us and opening up us up in prayer. Again, I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in this great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We know that this call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Piccola Roberts, and their yes is why we can come here each day, Monday through Friday, early in the morning to receive a word for such a time as this and to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we know because our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. We know with this call, we have an interactive website where you can go and get the information from our speakers, their bios, anything that's going on with artists, life, TMC call. We can go to that website if you have a prayer request or a praise report, and that website is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And there, like I said, all of the messages have been archived since the inception, and we also know that there we also have our theme for this year, which is in 2021, God's strategic shiftings, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. And we are so thankful to know that our Our theme for this year comes from the book of Mark. If you are feeling led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a psalmist, as a host, or if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this, you may even have a praise report or a prayer request. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. The new morning motivational call is held immediately following this call Monday through Friday, and it's hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artist Life, giving us the vital information and benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525. That's 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617#. And today will be Presidential Tuesday. So now I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Our mouthpiece this morning is none other than our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas was baptized, born again believer, ordained minister for over 28 years. He served as first assistant minister under the late Pastor Bishop J. B. Barlow, Jr. at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, Ecorse, Michigan. He is the past senior evangelist for Calvary Central Association, Central Calvary District Association, past young adult director, past third assistant dean of Calvary District Congress of Christian Education, past president and current member of DIMA, Downriver Interdenominational Ministry Alliance. He is committed to God and community. Reverend Thomas is the past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary and board member of the Downriver YMCA. Reverend Thomas currently serves as the senior ministry of Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. The ministry provides for the needs of the people and sponsors coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. He resides in Detroit, Michigan with his wife, Cheryl, and has been married for over 25 years. His mission is to be used of God, transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I'm going to move out of the way so that the man with the message this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. The floor is yours.
Well, God, I bless you. Minister Kai, thank you for such a warm introduction to God be the glory, and he's still doing great things in our lives today. We want to thank God for our psalmist today, Minister Rosalind, great job, and acknowledging Minister Willard as our greeter, and thank God for our founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon and Dr. Bacola Roberts, and good morning to all of the TMC family. It's just good to be here. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, let's take a look at God's word. And we are in a season of prayer. And I believe this is a day, time, and very important that we exercise the power of prayer. In fact, that's what we're going to talk about this morning, the power of prayer. And we're going to look at James chapter 5, and we're focusing on the 16th verse. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That same scripture, looking at the Amplified Version, says, therefore, confess your sins to one another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man or believer can accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is a dynamic and can have tremendous power. Amen. It's just good to look at other translations, and the New Living Translation says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. And then again, the Message Translation, make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. The power of prayer. Amen. Amen. It's nothing to take lightly, the opportunity to pray and to be in right fellowship with God, right relationship with God. Note here, he says, to prepare a righteous man. So we have to understand that if we're going to have true power with God, we have to make sure we are in right standing with God. Praise God. We can't just live any old kind of way and expect God to hear us and answer our prayer. We have to, amen, be as God would call us to be, righteous. Let's look at that word righteous in other scriptures that it comes to mind. Let's look at Psalm 34, verse number 15. Psalm 34 and verse number 15. And it reads, let's see, Psalm 34, 15. Yes. These eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Let me say it again. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And then let's go to Proverbs 15 and the 29th verse. Proverbs 15 and verse 29 says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Praise God, praise God, praise God. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Praise God. So we have power in our prayer life. Amen. It is key, amen, that we are living a righteous life. Amen. Amen. So it's very important to understand that prayer, effective prayer, occurs when you talk to God and listen to what God is saying to you. And many times we're not getting the kind of results that we need and should have because we don't sometimes take enough time to be still, as the Word of God says, be still and know that I'm God. If we're really serious about direction and having a powerful, supernatural life in the power and presence of God, we have to listen. It's not enough just to dump on God what's on our mind, but we have to listen to his direction. Prayer involves listening to God as much as it involves talking to God. Prayer is a relationship, a fellowship that occurs between you and God. Prayer is the vehicle that takes you into the privilege of experiencing fellowship with God. Amen. So we have to have the right kind of fellowship with God through prayer. Amen, amen, amen. So we need to have a prayer life. Amen. Spend quality time with God. Not just, amen, a little 1 second prayer and keep on moving. No. If we want our day to go well, we need to start our day off communing with God, having a time, quiet time with God, and expect something to happen. Look what happened with Elijah when he prayed. He prayed that it won't rain, and it didn't rain. Amen. For a course of, was it 3 years? and a half, and then he prayed again. Something happened. What happened? Well, he prayed again, and it rained. There is power in prayer. So when we pray, pray specifically enough to know that God heard, and our prayer is answered. Praise God. Praise God. Don't be general, Lord. I'm praying for a blessing. I need a blessing. Okay, that's good. But blessed in what area? Blessed in your marriage? Blessed in your finances? How do you want God to bless you? Well, there's power when we be specific in our prayer life. Praise God. So 3 years and 6 months, it didn't rain. Why? Because we had a praying brother, Elijah, and of course, something happened when he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. That's verses 17 and 18 of the fifth chapter of James. Praise God. So my encouragement to us is to acknowledge how important prayer is, even with in our spiritual warfare. You know, the Ephesians talks about in that sixth chapter how important it is to have prayer as part of our arsenal when we fight against the spirit of this world, the darkness of this world. We need to realize that power is a part of fighting the enemy, the power of prayer. Amen. So the Word of God tells us that in the last days, many false prophets will arise to deceive believers and the world. Has it already happened? Well, are some people who lead our churches false teachers? In our country and around the world, we see a proliferation of churches. But are they the real church? And how can we tell a real church from that which is not a real church? Well, James makes a point to say that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. In other words, if you are in a right relationship with Jesus Christ and you pray earnestly, persistently, and with conviction, your prayer will be answered. If the prayer is in accordance with God's will, it will move heaven and earth. Such fervent prayer is essential to the church and a sign that the church is real. Do you have a praying church? Amen, amen, amen. Do we really pray like we ought to pray? Amen. As believers, the Church of Jesus Christ not only prays for the sick, but experiences supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. The Church of Jesus Christ prays that sinners will be reconciled to Jesus Christ. It is not surprised when people come and seek him in their midst. In the real church, members pray for, confess to, and teach each other with openness and acceptance. Church of Jesus Christ also prays for and helps reconcile to Jesus Christ those who have wandered away. Yes, we do have backsliders. Amen. People that have got away from the things of God. So we can pray that God will bring them back home, because what? There is power in our prayer life. So the real Church of Jesus is a place of healing, reconciling, and saving and redeeming. The goal of everything it does is to bring physical, spiritual, and social health and healing to all those it touches. So we ought to have a real church, a praying church, amen, a church that realizes that we have to be sanctified. Come on, somebody, set apart, holy, amen, unto the things of God, amen. So our prayer life will indeed be exercised in a way that results will be experienced. Amen. It's not just throwing a prayer up there and just hit the ceiling. We pray to get a prayer through. Amen. There's power in prayer. Moses said, pray for those, well, I want to say knucklehead Israelites, those that didn't understand and realize that God done so much for them, and they just started to do certain things that God did, that angered God. And what happened? Moses prayed. Amen. And the power of prayer brought forth God's mercy upon the children of Israel. Amen. Amen. Daniel was a praying brother. Amen. He just prayed three times a day. He didn't care, even though they had an ordinance for him not to pray, to pray to his God. But what happened? He was thrown in the lion's den. What happened? The prayer, praying, Daniel caused the lions to not have an appetite. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen. So he wasn't ate up by the lions. So what has happened in your life? Is there any evidence that there's power in prayer in your life? Did you see the hand of God move in a situation, in your marriage, in your finances, in your parent-child relationship? What did God do on your behalf? Do you have a testimony that you could say, yes, I know there's power in prayer. Yes, I saw things turn around on my behalf. Amen. Even in your business, you saw yourself move from level to level. Amen. Because what? You have a praying, a situation in your life that you believe God to help you to move forward in the things of God. Yes, and move forward in the things pertaining to your business. Praise God. So I just want to encourage you to pray, amen, as if everything belongs to God and that he will move, and work as if everything is going to happen through your hands, amen, that you indeed will move forward because of your work ethic. So pray as if everything depends on God, and work as if everything depends upon you. Amen. And listen, God will give you direction. God will give you wisdom. If any man lacks wisdom, what? You ask God, and God indeed will grant you the wisdom. But what happens? If you don't listen, you will not get the fruit of your prayer life. So we have to spend time to listen. God, I'm asking for direction now. And he will give you that direction that you need. Wow. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He has a way of opening doors that no man can shut, and close doors that no man can open. Amen. So expect God to move when you pray, when you believe God with expectation. We have faith. Amen. Mountain moving faith. When you ask God to move that mountain, God has a way of moving mountains on our behalf. So, amen. You heard before, much prayer, much power, little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. But if you have the power of God in your life, and you're a spirit-filled believer, pray in the spirit and watch God move. God bless you. Back to you, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God, for that on-time word on prayer and just making sure that we are the real church. I will be calling you back for our benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for being God all by yourself, for allowing the man of God, Pastor Everett, to come forward and bless our socks off this morning with such an on-time word. Lord, we ask that you pour back into him all of the virtue that he poured out into us. Continue to be with his family and with Cheryl's family as they go through this time of bereavement. Lord, we just ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to be the lamp unto his feet and the light unto his path, and to just bless him mightily, to give him all that his heart's desire according to the power that worketh in him, and as he delights himself in you continually, O God, we thank you, thank you, thank you for the man of God. Lord, we ask right now that you continue to keep Dr. Pakola as she continues her recovery. Lord, give her the things that she needs in order to receive the Jehovah Rapha healing that we are sending her way right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her heart, mind, body, and spirit, O God, as only you can. Give her the utterance, and only give her the utterance that you would have her speak, O Lord. Father God, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord. We ask that you be a hedge of protection around her. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we break the chains that are binding her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the Des De Leon family and artist life, which is the vehicle that brought us all here today. Lord, we ask right now that you continue to keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. Continue to help them focus and direct artist life, Father, so that those who need to be reached with the products, O Lord, can be reached and reap the benefits of the amazing products. We ask you right now, Father, to just continue to lead and guide each of our TMC family members, those on the line and those unable to make it this morning. Give them their heart's desire, Father. You know what they need. You know what we each sit in need of, whether we speak it or we don't. So we thank you for being God all by yourself. We ask you right now to touch the bereaved families, oh Heavenly Father. You know that when everyone has gone away, you know what that time feels like for them. So we ask you to be their peace, which passes all understanding. We ask you to guard their hearts and minds right now. Father, I pray for Cheyenne right now in the name of Jesus. Only you understand the burden of losing a child. Only you understand, Father, just giving that up, Lord. And you know what she is walking through. And we ask you right now to cover her from the tip of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord, knowing that you will work it out according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. So we just thank you right now, Lord, because you are God all by yourself. We ask you right now to continue to keep Roberta Rice and her family, Brother Eugene and her brother William, Lord. You know, Father, the attack that that family has been under. We ask you to continue to touch Pastor LaVonna Lewis, oh Heavenly Father. You know what she needs. You know what her family needs, and you know what they stand in need of. And we thank you because you have already worked it out according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan. And even when we don't understand, Father, we give you the praise through the process because we know that we know that we know that you loved us well before we even truly loved ourselves. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for being the God of all things. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for just touching each heart and mind on this line right now. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, because only you can perfect our prayer life. Only you, Father, can protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Only you, dear God, can keep us in your perfect peace, that we can walk according to the joy of the Lord is our strength, that we are able to bind up things on earth that are bound in heaven and loose things on earth that are loosed in heaven. And we thank you for our big brother Jesus Christ and his returning to the cross to restore us to right relationship with you so that we may come boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy. So we say thank you, Father, simply for being God all by yourself. And we want to make sure that we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. And we seal it in the matchless name of our big brother, Jesus Christ. And we say amen, amen, and amen. And again, if you want to hear the playback for this call, that number is 667-770. Oh, wait, we don't have the new playback number. When we get that, I will make sure that we get that out to you, but we will be posting as normal to the Facebook page with the messages as they are archived until we get that playback number. And again,
Prophet Kai, it's
the playback number. It's the same as the original number we dialed into or the?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that number is 667. 770-1523, and the passcode is 957677 pounds. So we will make sure.
The playback is the same, 712-432-1085.
Okay, I got it. 1085, and the access code is the same, 957677 pounds. Again, 712-432-1085. With the PIN code being 957677 pounds. And again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294617 pounds. I want to again thank our very own Minister Roslyn for ushering us into the presence of the Lord this morning with worship. And again, to our dear sister, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us this morning. And, of course, to the man of God who brought forward that powerful word. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Everett. And would you please come back and give us our benediction?
The Lord bless you and keep you and protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance, his face upon you with divine approval, and give you peace that passes all understanding, power from on high, and prosperity like never before. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.